Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Moving Ahead podcast. Hope you're all doing well, staying safe, and getting through life positively and happily. Can you believe it's March already? I certainly can't. Man, last year seemed like it went by very quickly, which is a good thing because of everything we were going through. And this year seems to be going by just as quick. I mean, I know February is a short month, so of course that seems like it goes by, but I feel like just the other day was New Year's Day. And now here we are into March, into spring. Soon it will be summer. The sun will come out. The trees will bloom. You go to the beach, spend time with your family, go on vacation, hopefully. Providing the world gets back to normal and we can travel, maybe you'll do a little traveling and just go out and enjoy life again. Well, some of you out there are saying, John, how do I do that? I'm an executive at my company. I'm whatever. I have to work. I have to do all these things. My schedule's very demanding. How am I going to go out and enjoy all these things? I'm not part of the 1%. I'm not like you. I can't do this. I can't work from home. Blah, blah, blah. All this noise. And that may be true for some people. If you're a frontline worker, if you're a, I don't know, maybe you are that executive that demands all of your time. But what I wanted to talk to you all about today, kind of a follow-up from last week where we were talking about mental health and how important it is for everyone. Today's topic is all about balance. Finding some type of balance, achieving that balance, that work-life balance that we've all read and or heard about. Well, how do we really do it? Is it even possible in this post-pandemic era where everyone's grateful just to have any kind of work? If you were affected by the pandemic in the way of a layoff or a furlough, you may be afraid to even attempt balance. What if I go on vacation for a week? Will my job still be there when I get back? I don't know about all of you, but some of us that went through furloughs, it's traumatic. It's causing some post-traumatic stress disorder, and I don't mean to throw that term out there lightly. It's a very serious condition that affects our soldiers and a lot of people that have been through trauma and traumatic events. But I am using it here because a year-long furlough, nine-month-long furlough, whatever it was, a layoff, trying to struggle through this pandemic due to a virus that can kill you with no medical insurance, no pay, it can be very traumatic. It can really mess with your brain and your psyche going forward. And that affects how we behave at the workplace. It affects how we behave at home. Is it safe to go on vacation? And what I mean by safe is not based on the pandemic, but is it safe to spend that extra money? If we've learned anything through business during this pandemic, it's that everything is subject to change. The way we work, where we work, home versus office, what jobs are truly essential and which ones aren't. It's crazy. We've learned a lot through this, and hopefully we've learned a lot. But everyone continues to evolve through this thing as we continue to move forward, and everything changes. The workplace and jobs as we knew them before 2020 and the coronavirus pandemic will be forever changed, forever different. So how we look at the things we traditionally looked at and tried to work on, like work-life balance, will also be different. What does work-life balance look like if you now work from home? And home is on an island somewhere because you can literally work remotely from anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world. What does work-life balance look like then? Now, in the traditional sense, everybody went to the office for the most part. There was, of course, some people that worked from home even back then. But for the most part, everyone traveled to their work location. They did their hours. They came home. Depending on your job, those hours varied anywhere from 8 to 12, we'll say. Some people even more than that, depending on your level and depending on where you worked. Some jobs keep you away at night, on weekends, all those things. And we're all striving for the balance. We're all striving for that time off to enjoy the fruits of our labor. How's that song go? Everybody's working for the weekend. Yeah. It's a lounge version. I always laughed at that song when I worked at Disneyland or even in my current job now because, you know, the weekend in air quotes means nothing to me. I don't have a weekend. I haven't really had a weekend my entire career, maybe for a couple years here and there, depending on where I was working. But in the field I found myself in, large venues, events, security, things like that, we work all the time. And as your level progresses, well, guess what? If you're the person in charge, you're on call 24/7. If there's an emergency, you're going to get woken up in the middle of the night on Sunday. You're going to get bothered when you're in church. If you're lucky enough to be able to go to church on Sunday because you're not at work. You see what I'm saying? Finding that balance, depending on what you do and where you work, is a challenge. But it's so important. It's so important to your mental health. It's important to your personal relationships. It's important to your well-being. Now, we'll look at a couple different kinds of balance scenarios here. If you're a single person, male or female, doesn't matter. And maybe you are trying to not be single anymore. You want to be with someone, so you need to go have a social life to meet someone. You need to go on dates. You need to go to public gatherings to find people. I'm talking hypothetically here when we were allowed to go to public gatherings. That looks a little different nowadays as well. However, I digress. If that's your scenario, but yet you're at work all the time, how are you ever going to find that valuable connection with someone unless it's someone you work with? And we all know the dangers that, potential dangers that could be associated with that. So tread lightly there. But how do you do it? It's important. Balance is important to them as well. Now you take someone like me who's married and has kids, my balance spectrum is very different from that other scenario I told you. And one's not more important than the other. You run into that in the workplace all the time. Well, I should have this time off because I have a wife, I have kids. I need this time off to go to my kids' assembly. Well, is that really fair to the single person who also is trying to create a life for themselves, maybe has their parents or a sibling, cousin, nephew, niece, whatever to go do something with? It's just as important. Yet sometimes leaders especially will go and say, you know, so-and-so has kids, so I'm going to need you to cover for them so they can go to their kid's doctor's appointment. Thank you, leader. That's very nice if you're the person with the kids. But if you're the person without the kids, it's very unfair. It's not really ethical either. So there's this constant struggle for employers, bosses, and employees to find their balance. And what does that balance look like depending on where you work? Well, it's all about prioritizing what's most important to you. And it's also about having the courage to speak up and ask for it. You can't always assume that your company and or your boss's best interest is your personal life and balance. They're worrying about all these other things, including their own balance. Hopefully everyone's worried about their balance. There are some people out there that are just absolute machines and balance means nothing to them, or their balance just looks completely different. Maybe their balance is getting up at 3 a.m. to get a workout in, and that's what they really enjoy. And then that allows them to work from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Maybe that's their balance. I don't know. Everyone out there is striving for this work-life balance. Like I said, how do I get to spend and or enjoy the fruits of my labors? Well, you only do that with time off. You do that with vacation. You do that with the quality time you spend with your loved ones outside of work. And like I said, it's so important. It's important for your mental health. If you never got to see those you cared about, or if you never got to pursue a life outside of work, a spouse, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, if you never got to go out with your friends and enjoy a meal, go to a club, whatever it is you do, if it was all about work, work, work all the time, what would that do to your mind? What would that do to your mindset? What would that do to your body physically? What would it do to your mental health? Well, I think at the end of the day, it would kind of kill it. What's the point of going to work? We've talked about this on this show a couple times about those extrinsic motivators, meaning pay and slash benefits. I mean, that's why we're all going to work, right? We're not going to work because we really love the building we work in or my office chair is super comfortable and all the people are so great. I mean, some of us have really awesome jobs, myself included. I do enjoy going to work. I enjoy what I do. I really love it. But at the end of the day, I mean, listen, I wouldn't work. I would sit here and podcast and play golf all day, do projects, woodworking. I'd do all these fun things if I didn't have to work for the pay and benefits. So let's just face the brass tacks here, the facts. That's why we go to work. But what's the point of those pay and benefits if you can't use them on the back end, if you can't buy nice things, if you can't enjoy the nice things you buy? What is the point? Have you ever seen the movie Up in the Air with George Clooney and Anna Kendrick? It's kind of an older movie, came out in mid-2000s, I believe. George Clooney, if you haven't seen that movie, and I'll try not to spoil it, because hopefully if you haven't seen it, you're going to listen and say, wow, John likes that movie, I should go see it. It's a great movie, I love it. But in that movie, George Clooney plays someone who works for a firm who essentially fires people. They go in and give them their severance packages, and they help companies downsize should they need to. Well, first off, that job sounds super depressing, right? You are the person that's charged with going in and giving them the pamphlet that tells them, here's your benefits, here's a coach to go find another job, and you're destroying their livelihood in the blink of an eye. And there's some really telling scenes in that movie where people are upset, they're crying. One person, they find out, ends up jumping off a bridge. Just all this terrible stuff. So it's already kind of weighing on you. But this job in the movie was particularly demanding. George Clooney had a small one-bedroom apartment with no furniture, no food in the fridge. He was there maybe 30 days out of the year. Traveled 330 days. All over the place, hence the name Up in the Air. But what the movie's really about is him striving for some meaningful connection that he's lost with his extended family. He has no love interest in his life. And it's about him and Anna Kendrick, who she also joins the firm, and then they end up traveling together, both trying to find this meaningful connection with others while also trying to manage their careers. And it's something we all struggle with. But that movie really puts it in perspective that if it's all about work and there is no fun, there is no connection with loved ones, life ain't all that great. It really isn't all that great. Even if your job isn't something like the one in that movie that's depressing and demanding, what if your job's fun like mine or like so many other people out there that really love what they do? Let's take an example, an author. Obviously, they love to do what they do. That's why they became an author. Most likely, they get to work from home on their book or from these spectacular areas where they get inspiration, whether it be on a beach or a lakeside, whatever. But if they're constantly writing, they're constantly thinking about their story, it'll drive them nuts. There has to be that breakdown. There has to be that balance where you say, you know what? I'm going to put work aside for a moment and I'm going to focus on this. Because at the end of the day, that other piece, whether it's your own kids, whether it's your spouse, your mom and dad, your friends, or just self-care for yourself, that's what's really important, everyone. Now, I'm not discounting the importance of work either. We all felt that last year. Anyone who was a victim of the pandemic in the form of a furlough or a layoff, we all know how important work is, and not just for the money. We all know how important it is to keep our minds sharp. We all know how important it is for social interaction to make us feel some type of self-worth. Work is important, but it's not the most important. The most important is your mental health, your well-being, and taking care of your loved ones around you. So what do you do? What's the tip? Couple things, right? Have the courage to ask for that balance. If you see yourself getting out of balance, have the courage to go to your boss, or have the courage to have a talk with yourself if you are the boss and say, you know what? I need to unplug. I need a break. I need to focus on my priorities. I need to refocus my priorities on my loved ones, on myself, whatever the case may be. And the second one is really practice balance. If you're in a position where you don't have to ask for balance, your job is either from home or it's a little more casual, then actually really do it. Don't be connected to the phone constantly on your day off when you're on vacation. And listen, I know that's hard. Some of us are in real demanding positions. Our titles require us to always be on. But something's got to give at least once a year. At least once a year. Take that 1 to 2 week vacation if you can, and completely disconnect. Someone else will handle it. Because I got news for you. I used to say this when I worked at Disneyland. Disneyland will open or close tomorrow whether I work here or not. And you know what? When I left in 2017, it absolutely continued to open. The only thing that made it close was this pandemic. But I think you understand what I'm saying. Your office, your business, if you have the right people in place, the right people working with you and or for you, it will open and close tomorrow whether you are there or not. So take a break and focus on those that matter the most. Have some balance in your life. Thanks for coming by this week, everyone. Remember, rate and review, share, follow all the things. And please, for God's sake, remember to achieve balance in your life to further enhance your mental health. Cheers.